let me clarify. The ombudsperson has budgetary independence, autonomy. He submits his intended expenditure, and there is a budgetary bill established by the government, and the government is not allowed to amend the proposed budget. Only the parliament can amend the levels of expenditure proposed by the office of the ombudsperson. We have produced information about what is spent by the office of the ombudsperson, as well as the increases from year to year. For next year, the ombudsperson has proposed an increased budget of 11.8 as compared to the current year, an increase of 11.8, which we assume corresponds to the needs of the office of the ombudsperson to guarantee a proper operation of their office. As for the powers of the ombudsperson, rights and obligations, they are well set forth in the law on the ombudsperson, and these are to be found in the constitution principally, but the need additional information can be drawn from the provisions of the CRPD, the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And we know that the planned bill on the amendment of the Ombudsperson's Act is underway. Now, inequality of income. You asked a question on that. We are not in a position to answer you at this stage on that. All we can tell you at this stage is what was produced by the Statistics Office. And that information was sent to the committee in the context of the answers to a list of issues prior to reporting. And data has been updated in that connection. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And now the questions will be answered by a representative of the Prime Minister Office.